From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, the full extent of Hurricane Harvey's aftermath started to come into chilling focus yesterday in Houston and across much of central Texas, as rain measured in feet, not inches, overwhelmed lakes, rivers, and bayous, leaving several people dead and thousands displaced in a weather disaster described as beyond anything experienced. Across the nation's fourth largest city and suburbs, many miles away, families scrambled to get out of their fast-flooding homes. Rescuers, in many cases, neighbors helping neighbors in fishing boats, huge dump trucks, and even front-end loaders battled driving rains to move people to shelter. Some use inflatable toys to ferry their families out of inundated neighborhoods, wading through chest-deep water on foot while the region was under near-constant tornado watches. By yesterday afternoon, the National Weather Service, which tweeted the Beyond Anything Experienced description that morning, was predicting that parts of Texas could receive nearly 50 inches of rain, the largest recorded total in the state's history. Now, it also warned that Harvey's relentless downpours were expected to continue until late in the week, and that flooding could become much more severe. More than 82,000 homes were without electricity in the Houston area by last night, as airports shuttered and hospitals planned evacuations. Thousands of rescue missions have been launched across a large swath of Texas, and Governor Greg Abbott said yesterday that more than 3,000 National Guard troops had been deployed to assist with relief efforts. The Federal Emergency Management Agency said federal agencies have more than 5,000 employees working in Texas, and the White House said President Trump plans to visit parts of the state tomorrow. Now, officials said Houston, a major center for the nation's energy industry, had suffered billions of dollars in damage and would take years to fully recover. Oil and gas companies have shut down about a quarter of the oil and gas production in the Gulf of Mexico. Spot prices for gasoline are expected to jump today, but the full extent of damage will not be clear for days. Companies and experts stated that. Harvey's sheer size also became apparent yesterday as heavy rains and flooding were reported as far away as Austin and even Dallas. What started with a direct impact on the tiny coastal town of Rockport Friday night has turned into a weather disaster affecting thousands of square miles and millions of people. Now in Austin, the Wilhelmina Delco Center, one of two Red Cross shelters in the city, had about 200 evacuees. Rain continued to fall steadily in Austin yesterday, and river levels continued to rise. Precautionary sandbags were stacked against the shelter's entrance. Bristol Minsker, communications director for the Red Cross Central and South Texas region, said things are changing quickly as the organization prepares to scale up operations in the areas between Austin and Houston. Still, much of the nation's focus remains squarely on Houston, where the massive scale of the flooding and the potential for it got much worse in the days ahead. It was reminding many spooked residents of the effects of Hurricane Katrina on New Orleans. Mayor Sylvester Turner and other officials pleaded with residents to shelter in place and to make calls to overwhelm 911 operators only in life-threatening emergencies. They urged people to climb to their roofs to await shelter if water was rising in their homes. And local TV news anchors reminded people to stay out of attics where they might be trapped by water, or to take an axe to hack their way through the roof. Police began to ask people with high water vehicles and boats to assist in rescue efforts on streets where abandoned cars were completely submerged. Bray's Bayou, a huge waterway crossing the southwest part of the city, rose between 10 and 20 feet overnight, and by yesterday morning was flowing over bridges in its path. Well, Hurricane Harvey definitely is having an effect on Texas, and it will have an effect on the rest of the United States. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're actually going to be talking what's going on with livestock. That's next.